Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Scourin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skowron moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Petrocelli reaches third base with a triple. Conigliaro scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-1 in the game. Bennett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-2 in the game. Weiss bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas now playing first base. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford pinch hits for Bob Locker. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dennis Bennett. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Felix Mantilla now playing second base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing third base. Pete Ward now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro is walked intentionally. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Berry strikes out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Robinson steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.